Blog Talk Radio.
Every day through the night, yeah, you're everywhere I go. Every step, you were there. In the valley of the shadow, I know I never walk alone, not even for a minute. Wherever I'm in, I know that we're in it. Together, together, your mighty hands are holding me. Together, together, you're the God who never leaves. Life is hard, we all need Jesus. We fall apart and you're putting the pieces together.
All right, let's see if y'all can hear me now. Jill, you mind? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, I had no idea that anybody could not hear me. Man, I'm so sorry about that. I was preaching a pretty good message. Okay, I'll put you back on mute. Okay, I'm so sorry, y'all. I had no idea that y'all weren't able to hear me. Everything just seemed perfectly fine with the program, and it hasn't done that in ages. While y'all hear me, the only thing is when I do it like this, I call it on my phone, it shuts off at 8:30 on the dot. I mean, it'll shut the program down. So we have to be aware of that because usually I go a little over. But I wanted to let y'all know that we are in the process of moving into the house. As soon as we get out of the trailer, I will have the internet and everything disconnected here, and it will be connected to the house. The only thing is when I called them today, they said that there was a three to four week wait to get the internet hooked up to the house. So this may be the last program I'm able to do for 3 or 4 weeks. I'm praying that not. I'm praying that they get it done quicker. But just be aware that if I'm not here for 3 or 4 weeks, it's because I'm waiting on the internet to get hooked up to the house. But anyhow, I'm so sorry. I guess Randy finally called my phone, and that's how I knew. It didn't make a sound that he had obviously texted me, and I didn't see it. Anyhow, I was just talking about being encouraged and being encouraged when you're in the middle of going through a battle. And, of course, this computer stuff has been one of the battles, hasn't it? Hadn't had it happen in a while, but it happened again tonight, and that part's been part of it. Excuse me. But what I was had been saying is part of keeping ourselves encouraged in the midst of the battle is, one, just as the word says to Timothy, he told Timothy, he said, encourage yourself with the words, the prophetic words that you've been given. Let me find that scripture again, but I've got all this on my phone. Okay. All right. Said in 1 Timothy 1:18, it said, Timothy, my son, I'm giving you this command in keeping with the prophecies once made about you, so that by recalling them, you may fight the battle well. And then in Habakkuk 2:2, it said, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. So we stand on the word of God, that what God has said that he will do. And we declare it, we decree it. And be aware that many times when you start declaring and speaking out what God has said he's going to do in your life, that you will receive warfare. You know, we don't back down from that. We're not afraid of it. But I have learned through the years to speak what God encourages me to speak. You know, when God put it on our heart to move, I knew we were moving. There was no two ways about that. I knew we were. And I told family members. I didn't necessarily tell everybody I met, but I told family members, I said, you know, we're going to be moving. And I mean, I had warfare from family members that didn't want us to go. I had friends that would speak out and say, well, we don't want you to go. And see, I knew that was against the word of the Lord. I knew it was against what God wanted. And we had to spend years looking and years preparing, and we had every opportunity to get discouraged. But we just kept hanging in there and kept trusting God and kept, you know, it was just God had just ingrained it, just branded it on my heart, and I knew that God was good for his word and that he would get us moved. But sometimes, you know, like your prophetic words, whether you write them down, I know used to for years, people, they did that a lot. They would write their words down and go back and reread them. Or whether you keep everything on your phone, on your computer, or maybe on your recorder. I have all three, you know, some words on various things. And go back and re-listen to them, because there's at times that you may have received a word 3 or 4 or 5 years ago that applies to what you're going through now or what you're in the middle of. And when you've received a lot of prophetic words, and a lot of us have, it can be easy to forget certain ones. You know, many times the Lord will speak something to you over and over and over. But I've had prophetic words that I only received maybe that particular word once or twice, and then God didn't say any more about it. That if I didn't occasionally go back and listen to prophetic words, then I may not remember it, you know, or maybe I would remember it wrong, you know, have something kind of mixed up about it. And I've had that happen a lot of times, that I would hear something and think they said one thing and go back and listen to it real closely and realize it's like, oh, that wasn't what they were saying. That's not what they were saying at all. But when we, you know, when we're decreeing and declaring what God has said, you know, the enemy doesn't just go take a back seat and let us go. I mean, he's going to give us warfare. But see, God has said that it will not tarry, that it will. The word says if we do not grow, it says let us not become weary in doing good. For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. I mean, that's God's word. We will reap a harvest if we do not give up. You know, and I can remember back in years when I was going through a lot of difficulty, and it seemed like I was just surrounded by it, that every which way I looked, that I had difficulty around me. And I remember a lady told me one time, a prophetic lady, she said, you need to get around some happy people. And I remember at that time saying, I said, well, who would that be? Because it didn't seem like anyone around me was. And you know what? The connections you have, the relationships that are in your life, it can make such a difference, you know, because that old saying is still true, misery loves company. And that's true in the body of Christ many times too. There's sadly, at times it seems like there's just as much comparison in the body of Christ as there is in the world. And, you know, competitive jealousy and that sort of thing. But being around those, you know, getting around those, getting around things that are happy, it might be turning on some movies that just make your heart happy. Feel good. I call them feel good movies. And things that make you laugh. I'm so blessed. My husband is a person that he truly loves to laugh. And he laughs so easy. And I mean belly laugh. I don't laugh as easy as he does, but he just has a great sense of humor. And I can remember, you know, even back when we lived in the other home, the kitchen was kind of totally separated from the den and stuff. So I couldn't see into him, but I can remember so many times being in the kitchen, be cooking supper or something, and he would be in the den watching TV. And it would be something that would just set him off. And I would hear him just belly laughing in the den. And it would make my heart so happy to hear that. And sometimes it would make me break out laughing just hearing him laughing, because he would get so tickled, he would just get breathless. You know what? And the word says, laughter doeth good like a medicine, things that will lift your heart and lift your spirit, like just belly laughing and you know, getting around those things, those people, those things that just really make you smile and bring joy to your heart. You know, the word says the joy of the Lord is our strength. And God gives us joy. He sure does. But there are natural things in life that we can do. And, you know, I understand, you know, there's people we love and they're going through things and we do listen to them and we do pray for them. And our heart hurts when their heart hurts and things. But sometimes if you're around just that sort of thing constantly, if you're around sick people all the time, you know, if you're around people, of course, sometimes they're just people that are complainers, that's what they do. But if you're around that all the time, it can begin to pull you down and it can begin to affect your heart and your spirit. And sometimes you just have to separate from that some, you know, take some breathers from it, get around some people that are happy, or go do something that really brings you joy, that just really lifts your heart, you know, whether it's some kind of vacation or a movie or just anything. You know, we have to have those breaks from the intensity of the battle. And if you have others around you that are feeding misery, so to speak, all the more, it can get to be kind of hard to carry, can it? I hate that I missed the first 15 minutes of the program, because there's a lot of things now that I just don't have time to say. In Philippians 4:6, it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. You know, there's nothing like the peace of God. That we go through battles, we trust God, we stand upon the word. And yes, we remind ourselves, if you've not received prophetic words encouraging you, then go to the word of God and the promises of God. There are so many promises of the Lord that bring encouragement and will make your heart happy. You know, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. All things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. So there's just promise after promise. You know, with long life I will satisfy you and show you my salvation. God is such a good God. And yes, we grow through the middle of the valleys and through the tests and the trials. You know, the word says, even Jesus, it said he learned obedience through the things that he suffered. So, you know, God doesn't necessarily want to exempt us from all the trials and things that we go through, because it grows character, it grows patience, it grows our faith. We learn how to trust God. We learn how to persevere. You know, perseverance is so important in this, and we all will have our test in that. We all will have those opportunities. But in the midst of the battle, of continuing to encourage ourselves, you know, the Word says that David encouraged himself in the Lord. You know, when the people were wanting to stone him, he encouraged himself in the Lord. It is wonderful to be able to have the platforms that are available to us this day and time to get encouragement, to get prophetic words. But there is, even if there's no one around you to speak over you, we can encourage ourselves in what God has said and what he has for us. And no one can lift your heart like the Lord. You know, listening to wonderful music, godly music, whether you prefer praise music, the upbeat, good feeling stuff, or whether you prefer worship music, it really breaks things off. Dancing before the Lord, worshiping God, spending time with him, and not all of it just rehearsing the problem that's going on, but just loving on God and worshiping him. And noticing, you know, sometimes when we're looking at the big things to happen, sometimes we tend to not, or we tend to overlook the little small victories along the way. And it's essential to see those, because it continues to encourage us. It continues to you know, that we feel victorious. It helps us to see the forward movement in the battle. You know, that every small victory, every small thing that God does to give God glory, but to meditate on that. You know, sometimes we tend to meditate on our failures. We tend to meditate on those places where we're falling short or where we got defeated. And we have to meditate on the things, like I said, the small victories, the places where God has given us victory, because God is a detailed God. He's in all of it. He's not just in the spectacular. He's in, you know, he's in the smallest details, the intricate details of our lives. He's right in the middle of it. And sometimes we tend to overlook those little things, that God was right in the middle of it all along and we didn't know. You know, and I don't know if y'all heard the story a while ago now or not. I guess you didn't. You know, it's just like I said, we had a calf that was born the other day just about the time all that cold weather and rain hit. And I was concerned about him, you know, being born in that. And there's no barn down there. I mean, there's a few trees to get under, but it basically they're just out there in it. And when he was a day old, I saw him coughing a little bit. And I was just praying, like, Lord, please protect our livestock, protect our babies, because they're part of our livelihood. But also, you know, we've owned them, watch them be born, you know, some of them own their mothers and their grandmothers, and we care about them. So, you know, it's not just about finances. It's about, you know, we care about our animals. You know, when through 3 or 4 or 5 days of really cold and wet weather, you know, a little guy down there shaking. But yet, see, today it warmed back up, and it was a little bit warmer yesterday and stuff, and he is just fine. And I'm like, thank you, Jesus. You know, we want to thank God. Thank God, because God's looking out for us. And he loves us, and he cares about the things that we care about. You know, so many of the things that are in our lives, God put them there. You know, he brought all that together for us. But, you know, remember to thank God for those things. And, you know, you may not always have somebody around just to say, you know, to say thank you, Jesus. You know, sometimes if all I have around me is my husband, and many times that is the case, I'll just in front of him say, thank you, Jesus, that this calf is doing good, that he's made it through this bad weather without getting sick, you know, and that he's strong and healthy and you know, will grow up to be a good, strong bull for somebody. But recognize that not everything is just happenstance, not everything is just life, God is in the middle of it. And in order to keep our hearts encouraged in the battle, you know, war with the prophetic words, stand upon the promises of God, get around, you know, if you're around a lot of complainers and murmur, people that murmur a lot and people that all they have is the woe is me, sometimes you have to separate from that some. Watch a funny movie, sing before the Lord, get around someone that's really uplifting and fun to be around. Just be aware. Be aware. And if you catch yourself dwelling on those things that bring you down, try to catch yourself and begin to dwell on the victories of God that you've had. God is faithful. If he's done it for another, he'll do it for you. If he's done it before, he'll do it again. He'll do it again. Anyhow, I'm going to stop with that. Like I said, I wish I had realized sooner that you guys weren't able to hear me. There was some good stuff there. But anyhow, I've got quite a few more callers have called in. Let me play this song right quick, and then I'll start taking callers.
Fire, fire, fire. There's so many broken nights, felt like it was the end. All of the losing fights, knocking me down again. But it was in the fall deep, I found my faith. It was in my weakness.
God brings us out a fighter, brings us out a fighter. All right. Well, Lord, thank you for each and every one. And, Father, I just thank you for blessing. And, Lord, help us to hear your word. Help us to receive your word. Lord, help us to hear your voice. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. My first caller, 205-531. I believe this is Julia May.
Yes, it is.
How you, girl?
Just fine.
Good, 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 good. All right. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Julia May. And, Father, I thank you. I'm just hearing the word servant, servant, that you are God's servant. The word is, like when we get to heaven, it says, you're my servant and to whom I'm well pleased. You know, that we're the servant of the Lord and that God is so pleased with you. Father, I thank you, Lord, for blessing Julia May. Father, I thank you, Lord, for bringing a new rest to her. Lord, a new level of rest. And Julia May, this feels like more of a, it may be a physical, well, it probably is a physical rest too, but like a mental rest.
Mm-hmm.
I just sense a new level of a mental rest coming to you. And I don't know if you're a person that you sleep real good or not, but I just sense like the Lord just bringing you a sweet sleep. You know, sometimes, you know, some people just can't slow their minds down, so they can't sleep good. I've known a lot of people like that. I've been like that when I was younger, not so much now. And other times, particularly as we get older, then a lot of times we have aches and pains that keep us awake. But I just have a sense that like a new level of sweet sleep coming to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it also being like a peace of mind, a rest upon you, a new level of rest that will help energize you, help refresh you. But if there's been aches and pains that have kept you awake at times, I even just sense like our new rest, not only coming to your mind, but coming to your body, but coming to your heart, just a new level of rest, a new level of peace coming to you. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for rewarding Julia May. Lord, I thank you, Father. I just sense, Julia May, that you're coming into a time of reward, that of God rewarding you. Of course, he rewards us in many different ways. It can be financially. It can be just so many different ways. I mean, God, but I just sense like a reward coming to you. You've been faithful to the Lord. You've been faithful to his word. You've been faithful even to the relationships that are around you. To the connections that you have and such. And I just thank you, Father, for reward for Julia May. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for sweet sleep. Lord, energizing sleep, Lord, that as she rests, that she will just, that 4 hours of sleep would feel like eight and 6 hours of sleep would feel like 12, Lord, that when she sleeps, that it's a peaceful sleep that truly allows her body to recoup and be refreshed, Lord, that she not be tossing and turning and hurting or things on her mind that would wake her up, but Lord, that she's able to have sweet sleep. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Yeah. That's what I need, because I have trouble sleeping and jumping got to the point. For some reason, she don't want to be in the bed. I guess for being in bed so long, being sick. And she would wake me up like 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 4:30, 5. And so I get up about 7. And, and so that's what I need, some peaceful sleep. My mind be running. I be trying to bring it, slow it down. Lord, I need some peace of mind and your peaceful sleep. Yes.
Praise God, then. That was the answer to prayer. Praise God. Well, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Well, sweetie, do you have anything in particular you're needing prayer about while I got you?
No, that's it. You covered that, because that's what I need. Baby, because I be sleeping, just look like I just wake up, my mind just be flying. I said, oh, God, I thought I was asleep. And so that's what I'm thinking. Yes, I needed that. Thank you. Thank you.
Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
All right.
Thank you, Father.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. All right. Well, you be blessed, girl.
You too. Be praying for you. About the internet.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I had already hit mute, but I know you're still listening, so thank you very much. Hopefully they will get that internet hooked up quicker, and I won't have to be off the program for 3 or 4 weeks. So appreciate you, girl. All right, 754-255, who am I speaking with and where are you calling from? Okay, I'll come back to them. All right, 972-365. I believe this is Rhonda. Have I lost everybody? Okay, let me try it. Greg, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can.
Okay, okay, so it's not my, not this. All right, great. Okay, maybe the other two just stepped away from the phone for a minute. I was thinking, oh, Lord, if it's gone blank again, I don't know what else to do. So, great, great.
Yeah.
Well, how are you doing tonight, sir?
Jeannie?
Yes, sir?
I have a job.
Can you hear me? Do what?
Yeah, I hear you. I have a job.
Cool, cool. So you accepted one of the offers before you?
No. There are about three or four things dangling that have been, you know, over the last two or three weeks. And I love what I do. I just hated the company
yeah.
I did it for. So I do paint and body sales to body shops and stuff like that. And I'm a painter, have been since I was 18, so that's my world. And I wanted to stay there. I have a non-compete that's not super restrictive. And
mm-hmm.
I'd already talked to three other suppliers that were interested and hadn't heard anything back yet. And a week ago, Thursday, I stopped and visited one of the shops that a friend of mine owns. And we were just talking. There's a small local distributor, family owned. He only has two stores right now. He's trying to open a third, but I thought he was too small to hire me. And so I never even approached him. I never asked about it. And I was in the shop and we were just talking about how I felt about my job and, you know, the company that I was talking to, and left it at that. So that guy that owned that shop called me a week ago Friday and says, the owner of that store wants to talk to you. And I'm like, really? He's like, yeah. He said he's not sure if he can meet your salary or not, but he definitely wants to talk to you. Called him Saturday, talked to him for a little bit, met with him and his daughter Monday, and Tuesday they made me an offer, and it was $3,000 less than what my current base was. And so all that stuff that had been dangling, and I started Wednesday, like the day after. I gave him my company, literally I gave him, offered him 2 weeks, but explained to him that it wasn't good for both either of us to waste that 2 weeks. So I literally left that day and spent half a day with the other guy. And he does business exactly like I would want it done. Reminds me a lot of my dad and the way that he runs his business and treats his customers. Has a very family feeling. It's small, but he does a lot of sales, and he's growing. So it was just literally in 6 days. Days.
Awesome.
From first
conversation. You know, while you're saying this, I can remember that the word is coming back to me, a word that I gave you a few weeks ago. Might have been a couple months ago now, that you're going to say this was easier than I thought it would be. This is easier than I thought
it
would
be. Oh, I remember
that.
Yeah.
And that word coming back to me while I'm sitting here listening to you say this. But
yeah.
That is
awesome.
And he
has told me the first 2.5 days, the half day last week on Wednesday and Thursday, and then working Thursday and Friday. And I was with him half day Wednesday, most of the day Thursday. And then Friday he and I went different directions and then regrouped at the end of the day. But in that 2.5 days, he has told me how much he appreciates me, how glad he is I'm on board, how he's welcomed me to the family and I'm part of the family. And it's more positive feedback from him in the 2.5 days I've been there. And I've probably had in my corporate careers over the last 10 years.
That is so cool.
Yeah, he's so appreciative and so he's just like he sees my talent, my value, and what, you know, just in 2.5 days. he was just like, this is absolutely the best possible fit, best decision we could have made.
That just makes my heart so happy. You know, because God has talked to you so much about your job, and
no.
you know, just been right in the middle of all of it. That's just thrilling. Thank you for sharing that. That's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't apply. I mean, I did not reach out to him. I did not apply this, you know, and Jennifer, obviously, and I've talked about it a bunch. And I said, you know, this is how God has operated in my career, that he's almost every single time, if not every single time, you can see how it was his timing. And even though if it was places where I had put in that hadn't heard from for months, and then out of the blue, like, pop up and like, oh, hey, we had your resume, but we really want to talk to you, or happened before like this where somebody that wanted to hire me called a friend of mine to get my information, and the whole process was literally the same way. It was just like this is a few years ago. This guy called me. He said, I don't need to interview you. I don't need your resume. I know who you are. I know what you do. I know what you've done. I just want to know if you would consider coming to work for us. I mean, that one went just like that. And this one wasn't much different. He called three shops, three people that know me, that know him, and asked them their opinion and what they thought of me and him hiring me. And he told me, he said, all three of them said, if you can get him, you need to hire him. So he was just so happy whenever I said, yeah. I'm like, yeah, I would rather work for you than a big company. I'd rather make less money working for you than working for a big corporation, because I can build here. You know,
yeah,
and I know
God
I'll be taking care
all
of
that.
You.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that being in the right place, you know, where God has orchestrated, you know, and when you see how he puts it together, there's no denying that God does the things. You know,
no.
God did it.
Well, that shop I went into, I don't visit him a lot because the customer loyalty that the guy that owns the business is named Ricky. The loyalty that he has from his customers is ungodly. I mean, other paint reps in this town know that if you go into a shop that Ricky has, you have maybe 10% or less possibility of getting that business, because he takes such good care of his customers, they will not leave him. And
cool. So
this shop, he's a good friend of mine. So when I stop, it's more of a friend visit than trying to sell him anything. So I don't see him that often, but I was just killing time, and I was have to see, you know, for the company, I had to see so many people with every day, and this guy's not like that, but I just stopped in there to, you know, log a number and just say hi, catch up, and if I had not done that, then that conversation would never move forward for him to when he saw Ricky the next day. So it was really, I mean, there's no doubt that it was exactly what.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's no coincidence.
Oh, no, no. Which I'm sure you already know. And they say in the Hebrew language, there's not even such a word as coincidence. There's no translation for coincidence in Hebrew.
Now,
God,
with Jennifer,
God's
talking
behind
about
it.
That. Yeah, that I was like, because we talk about it all the time, that like I don't believe in coincidence. I believe in divine intervention, divine connection, divine appointment. I do not believe in coincidence.
No. No,
so,
I agree. That is just so cool. I'm so happy for you. Yeah, and that just, you know, those kind of things, you just give God the glory because it's so evident.
Yeah.
You know, God loves doing stuff like that. I mean, he loves doing things when no one can ever share a glory in something like that because it's all totally at God's hand. And I just love that. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing.
Oh, yeah, I was happy too. That's the main reason I called in tonight.
That's cool.
I didn't need anything as much as I wanted to share.
Well, I appreciate
because you and I've been, you and I've been praying about this one for months. I mean, almost since the first time I called in.
Yeah,
so.
I still remember the very first time you called in. That was the main thing that I felt about you was situation surrounding your job. I don't remember exactly what I said, but I do remember that. So that's.
I got notes on it somewhere, but yeah, I think I remember it. But, yeah, I'm sure you got plenty of people on there. And Jen called in. She got kicked off twice, so I don't know where she's at in the queue, but she probably got kicked down the line because it kept
coming
off.
I see her. She's really not that far down. I think some others may have got kicked off, too, because there were some others that were on there that got moved around some. That's just part of it. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing.
All right, darling.
Thank you for calling, Ben.
Thank you.
I'm so happy for you. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Just give them glory to God. Thank you, dear.
Have a great week, Ben, and I will talk to your lady here. All right.
Alrighty.
Good night.
Night.
All right. 828-989. How are you, Miss Jennifer?
Hey. I'm good. I'm so happy for Greg. He's just like night and day. Yeah. Wow. So much pressure taken off of him. It's just a joy to see him thriving now.
And particularly when you know that God orchestrated it from start to finish, you know, that's something you can just totally embrace because it's like God did this. And that just brings so much joy to your heart and just the faithfulness of God. When God's right in the middle of your business and God's looking out for you and making it happen, that's just awesome. I love that.
Yes. Hallelujah.
All right. Well, how are things going in your life?
It's kind of rough. I'm needing some breakthrough for sure. Yeah.
Well, let's pray for you, girl. Father, okay.
thank you,
Jennifer, and Lord, I thank you, Father, that she holds your heart, Lord, that you hold her heart, but she holds your heart, Lord. And, Father, thank you, Lord, that your heart is far, that you're far and you're with her, and, Lord, that you're encouraging her. And, Father, I thank you, Lord. Jennifer, I just say, Lord, is just saying, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. And, Father, thank you, Lord, that she can, that Jennifer can just with abandon, just in, with total abandonment, she can embrace those things that you have put your stamp of approval on, and those things that you have encouraged her in and have called her in. And Father, Lord, I come against any kind of health issue that might be plaguing Jennifer. Father, any pain, any sickness, anything that would be trying to attack her body or just causing her distraction, Lord, in her body. Father, we just say that she is the redeemed of the Lord, that she sings the song of the redeemed, Lord, and that she is the healed of the Lord because healing is the children's bread. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for just encouraging her heart and lifting her heart, Father. Lord, that she will not look back. Lord, that she will not revisit the pain of situations from the past. But, Lord, I thank you, Father, for just opening the sunshine before her. You know, opening the sunshine, Lord, and even it's like I can see the Lord even like giving you a little push from behind. Sometimes we get a little stuck in a place or you know, maybe we're a little reluctant, but we get a little stuck. And it's like I can almost see the Lord giving you a little push to help you. You know, if we get in a spot, we get in a little mud, you know, it's just like in our vehicles or something. You stick the four-wheeler a little bit. Sometimes we just need a little push. We need a little help to help propel us forward. And it's like I can see the Lord just putting his hands on your back and giving you a little push to help propel you forward. If you feel like your feet have been stuck in one spot or you've been stuck in some way. And, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for your help and your encouragement, Lord, and your strength in her life. Lord, those things that concern her, Lord, the things that she feels like she has battled over and over and over that has not turned loose. Lord, we just speak that every tentacle of the enemy, Lord, everything that has tried to hold her back, every chain that has tried to restrain her in any way, that she is free. She is free in Jesus' name. Lord, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And, Lord, we just decree and declare the liberty of the Lord over Jennifer, Lord. Lord, that the liberty bell of God ring around her life and in her life, Lord, that all that has tried to encumber her in any way, Lord, any tentacles, anything that has tried to hold her back, that has tried to keep her looking back, that has tried to hold her down in any way, that has tried to bring fear or hesitancy, Lord, that she is free, and she is free to move forward in you, and she is free to move forward into the dreams of the Lord for her life. And, Lord, that she can move forward in you, Lord, without any guilt, Lord, of feeling like that she may be abandoning anybody else or not be there for anyone else. Lord, that you have all of those things in your hand. You have her loved ones in your hand, Lord, and that sometimes you do, you move us forward, and Lord, that we just put things in your hand. We just put it in your hand and know that you've got it and that you take care of all of those things. And Lord, things don't always work out. Sometimes when we're concerned about others and like, well, what, you know, I went through some of that some when my mother was still alive, and I knew that the Lord was going to move us because she was older and Dad was in assisted living, and she was living by herself, even though I had other, you know, at that time my sister was still alive and my brother, and I was like, you know, I was concerned about leaving town. And I remember the Lord gave me a dream once that made me to know that I had to move on. Not that I didn't love her, that wouldn't be there for all that, but of course, what I didn't know at that time is that when we moved, she would no longer be alive. God didn't, you know, he didn't bring that to me. He didn't share that with my heart. But, you know, even had she still been alive, God would have made all of those things right. You know, my part was to move forward into what he called me to and for the destiny that it has for me. And God works out those details. You know, and sometimes we're concerned about situations. And I don't, you know, I don't have a clue what's, if there's something bothering you. I'm just putting, as things are crossing my heart, I'm speaking to you about it. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for bringing peace and rest to Jennifer's heart. Lord, for bringing healing to her body and every little thing that would try to hinder her or to bring discomfort to her in any way. And, Lord, I just speak the joy of the Lord, the liberty bell of God ringing in her life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh. Is there anything you wanted to share or anything on your heart? You just
there's so much, like, on my heart. Just a lot. But I feel like you address those issues, and I'm just praying for you very clear direction and yeah,
it's some kind
breakthrough doors to open for breakthrough.
Yes,
yeah,
I agree with
you. A little weary.
I just agree with you, girl.
Stuck. Absolutely feel stuck. I feel like I've been in quicksand and I cannot move, but I feel
that's
like
kind of
he's been...
Like, it looked like your feet were stuck and like God kind of from behind give you a little push kind of right around your waist to help get you unstuck.
Yeah, so, I just need to know, like, that's why I've been praying. Like, I mean, I'll do whatever. He just needs to say the word or... I'm just having trouble discerning what that is right now. I feel like he wants me to paint. keeps bringing that up, but there's other stuff going on too. But yeah, so but thank you. And
you're welcome.
I'm going to get my breakthrough too. Greg got his.
Absolutely.
I'll get mine eventually.
Absolutely, girl. Absolutely. God is working with you, and he's helping you, and he's just helping you through these things, and you are getting to the other side. We just declare and decree that liberty bell of God ringing in your life, the freedom of God. Freedom,
yes.
freedom.
Now
all
that's
right.
Been a prayer of mine. Thank you.
Yep, Monday. You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Well, girl, have
God
a blessed
you.
Week. And love you
me
guys,
too.
And I will catch
you
when I'm back. You know, hopefully I get to be back on in a couple of weeks. But anyhow, we just believe that they'll get this internet when we get moved over there. That they'll have it hooked up quickly as possible.
Well, bless you. We love you too.
All right. Good night.
Okay.
All right. 402-214. How's Miss Sharon tonight?
Hi, Jeannie. I'm glad you got your volume fixed. Yeah. I was waited a long time, and I thought, I sent a message to Randy.
I'm glad, like I said, everything seems so normal. I had not a clue that it wasn't working, and it hasn't done that in a long time. So,
right.
Right, yeah. Anyhow, well, let's pray for you. Father,
thank you
for sharing, and Father, thank you, Lord, for just the tie that binds. Lord, I thank you, Father, for how that she is tied to you, Lord, that you have that it's just like your God has just like tied you in. You're like tied on. He's got you connected to him, and it's like you've got a new level of connection with Lord. It's stronger. It's just you have a stronger connection there than you had. Not that you weren't always saved. I mean, you were saved, but that ability to rely on the Lord, that ability to hear God, that ability to discern what God is speaking into your heart, that connection, like the connect, you know, it's just like a phone connection. You know, if you got a phone connection where it's kind of breaking up and you can't hear somebody good, but it's like you've got a stronger connection now than you have had in the past. It's like you're hearing God more, you're discerning more, your understanding has been opened more, and like you're really tied in with the Lord, in that sense that you have grown so much. You know, you're not tied in with a little string. You're tied in with like a big rope, and have just really made leaps and bounds with the Lord in that sense. And, Father, thank you, Lord, that you're sharpening Sharon's discernment, Lord. You know, it's one thing to hear God. It's another thing to recognize that we're hearing God, and God has worked with you so much in that way that we're able to perceive and understand, you know, just like dreams. I mean, we can have everybody, there's some of us that we dream, you know, I dream every night, but there's a difference in just the dreams that are just dreams and those that are dreams from the Lord. And it takes that learning and really being able to perceive, okay, this is from the Lord. And the same is true with those things that are dropped into our heart of, was this me? Is this just something that somebody said before? Or is this God? And I just sense that you have really grown in that area of really recognizing the voice of God, of recognizing when the Lord is speaking to you. I hear it like you've just made leaps and bounds in that area. And then as we hear God more and we perceive, it brings a peace into our life that we've not had before, because that not knowing or not being sure, it brings that questioning a lot. You know, we question, and it causes, it can cause anxiety even, you know, because, or, you know, the feelings of anxiousness, because we're trying to decide, you know, did I hear God? Was that God? Was that just something I heard on the television that's coming back to mind? What's the case? But when we really know that we're hearing God, it brings a peace and a settledness to our heart. And God is really, I just sense that he's brought you miles in that way and brought you so far in that direction, in that. And, of course, he's not through for sure. But, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for the rest and the peace and that sense of knowing to Sharon that you've brought, Lord. And, Father, you've answered many of her questions, and in many times, and in some cases, those questions have gone away because she just has a peace in you, God. And, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for all you're doing in her life, Lord, for the impact that she has in others' lives, Lord, that it's more than she even knows and will continue to grow, Lord, as she continues to grow in you and to grow in her relationship with you and to seek more of you and to grow closer to you and that special time with you, Lord, that she's going to have even more impact. She's going to have even more peace, more rest. And, Lord, just know how to maneuver in life in counting on you and depending on you and listening to you. And, Father, we just thank you for your faithfulness to her. Lord, thank you for your faithfulness to her. And, Lord, for sharpening evermore that discernment, that ability to things in the Spirit, that she will sense and does sense, that sensitivity in the Spirit, Lord, that she picks up things in the Spirit. And, Lord, that she will use that the way that you direct her. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. That's good. That's really good. Thank you, Lord. Because just human is a big deal. I used to have that, and I got scared of it and ran away. And I have prayed for it again.
Yeah.
So.
You're breaking up just a little bit.
Oh, am I? I'm sorry.
Just a little. I didn't know if you were moving around in the house, son, but you were breaking. I was missing a few words. God is good. Girl, I just know that you have grown just by leaps and bounds. God has done so much in your life. Are you still there?
That makes me feel so much better. I'm here. Can you hear me, honey?
Okay. I can now. It's like I said, you're
okay.
It's like
I'm
you
sorry.
Kind of bleep in
you know,
and out
I
of
am.
Me.
I move around. I'm sorry. You know, Jeannie, would you do me a favor? My granddaughter's birthday is Wednesday, and I wondered if you could say a prayer for her.
Sure. What's her name?
Juliet.
Juliet. That's pretty. Okay. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for Juliet. We thank you, Lord, for her life. And, Lord, we thank you, Father, for the plans and the destiny and the blessings, Lord, all of those special things that make her who she is. And, Lord, we just ask that you give her a special blessing, Lord, that you direct her path, Lord, that you bring just an extra sweetness to her life, Lord. Lord, that you protect her. Lord, that you bring divine connections into her life. Lord, that you direct her steps. Lord, that you help her. Lord, even where schooling and things like that is concerned, Lord, Father, that she would be, as your word says, the head, not the tail, above and not beneath, blessed and not cursed. Lord, we just thank you, Father, for her and, Lord, all that you have for her. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, thank you. I appreciate
it. You're welcome. Oh, you're welcome, hon.
And I'm excited to be moving in. That's good. I think, I don't know if it's going to happen, but I think you're going to get your internet.
I hope so. But, you know, last time they actually were really good and they got out here pretty quick. So I just believe that I'll have the favor of the Lord and that they'll get out here and get this thing hooked up pretty quick. So,
yeah. Right.
That would be great. They're going to get the dish thing. Yeah, they're getting the dish thing hooked up Thursday afternoon so that we're able, you know, to have the TVs on over there. Not that really has that much to do with the internet, but anyhow, hopefully they'll get out there quickly. I just believe God will give me favor there and we'll get them out there quickly.
I really do, honey. Yeah, I think that's too. Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Well, is there anything else I need to pray for before I move on to the next one?
No, I want to take up. I know you're running short tonight.
Yeah, it won't let me go beyond 8:30. It'll start that echoing thing, or it will cut off altogether, one or the other, when I have to do it like this. So, all right. Well, girl, you be blessed, and you have a great week.
You too, honey. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Good night. Let me go back up here. 972-365. Miss Rhonda. 972-365.
Hi, Jenny. I'm sorry. I'm at work and I had clicked over and then I was back and I was listening. And then I tried to match something and then my phone started going crazy. But I had wanted to get prayer. We have a friend's family that is in chaos, husband, daughter, and wife. And the daughter is 18, getting ready to graduate, and they just found out that she seems to be attracted to the same sex. So it's been chaos between the dad and the daughter. And I just want prayer for them because they're like a pretty well-structured family, and sometimes you can be structured around everything else other than what you're supposed to be structured in, and, you know, the enemy comes in and creeps in. So the dad's name is Victor, and the daughter's name is Layla.
Layla, okay. Let's do it.
Uh-huh. Yes,
Father,
ma'am.
We bring this family before you, Lord, and me and Ronnie, we come into agreement, Lord, that no weapon formed against them can prosper, Lord. And Father, as the plans of the enemy, Lord, as he comes in and he tries to plant thoughts and plant things into the heart that would take Layla or anyone, Lord, on the wrong path, Lord. The word says that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but God comes. Jesus came to give life and life more abundantly. And Father, we speak peace over this family, Lord, that there would be a unity there, that there would be communication between them. But Father, I just ask, Lord, that a spirit of truth would visit Layla, Lord, that if her father, Lord, if her family is not well acquainted with your word, Lord, they would become acquainted with your word so that they would have the understanding, Lord, to follow your word and your path, and everything else that doesn't line up with the word is a lie of the enemy and is a trap of the enemy. And, Lord, we just ask that this trap of the enemy, Lord, that Layla's eyes would be open, Lord, and even her family, Lord, that their eyes be open to the truth of God's word, to the love of God's word, Lord, that the trap of the enemy is there to destroy and to hinder and to take her off of the path that you would have for her, Lord, that you have divine plans, special plans for Layla, for her life, Lord, that blessing for her, and Lord, using her for the kingdom of God, Lord, that you're the one, Lord, that created her, and your word says that she was one fearfully and wonderfully made. And Lord, you don't create anyone a homosexual, Lord. You don't. None of that is from God, Lord. And Father, we just ask, Lord, that her heart, Lord, that you would visit her, and that, Lord, that you would draw her. For the word says that no one comes unto the Father except the Spirit draw them. So, Lord, we just would ask that you please draw Layla, Lord, that you would visit her, that she would have an encounter with you, Lord, and the Spirit of truth, Lord, would visit her. Father, that she would see truth for what it really is, Lord, and that her emotions and, Lord, even any chemicals in her body, Lord, that things be brought into alignment. But, Lord, the word says, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Father, that she be enlightened and be awakened to truth. And, Lord, I just speak peace to her dad, peace to her family. Lord, that love conquers all. Love never fails. Lord, that even in the midst of the turmoil, in the midst of the confusion, in the midst of the anger and everything else, that love would win. Lord, that love, that love would bring understanding and would bring not understanding to accept something that's of the enemy, but understanding in trying to communicate with one another and to be able so that Layla would feel that she can talk to her parents, that they could sit down in peace and in love and talk. But, Lord, that even in where those families concerned, that they would find someone or something, Lord, whatever the case, someone that can help, that they can counsel with. The word says that in the multitude of wise counsel, there is safety. So, Lord, that if Layla doesn't listen to them or they need counsel, Lord, that they will find those that they can sit with in counsel that will help walk them through the process and help them to find strength and help them to find encouragement, Lord, in you, but just help them to be able to deal with the situation that's at hand. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for Rhonda that has such a heart, Lord, to help others and to stand in the gap for others. Lord, that she is a watchman on the wall. Lord, you have stationed her as a watchman on the wall. Lord, and I just bless Rhonda, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. And, Lord, we thank you, Father, for just embracing this family and helping them, Lord, and helping lead them to truth, to victory, and to liberty, Lord, to set them free, to set Layla free, Lord, just to bring deliverance there. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. And I just such in agreement with your prayer over that life. And I touch an agreement with Sharon with a prayer for your internet that you will have a supernatural divine appointment that will move you to the front of the line, and your internet will be installed in within 3 days. We're going to say 3 days in Jesus'
Thank
name.
You.
And I love you,
Thank
Jenny,
you.
And I appreciate
I
everything
too,
that you do.
Oh, I love you too, girl. And thank you. I certainly come into agreement
thank
with that
you.
3 days.
You have a blessing.
Yes, you too,
amen.
Sweetie. All right. Good night. All right, 817-894. Who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Lori from Texas.
Hi, Lori. Okay.
Hi.
All right. Thank you for holding and thank you for waiting and all that good stuff. All right, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Lori. And Father, thank you, Lord, for the courage that you've given her. Just immediately, Lori, just her, actually her brave. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for the courage of the Lord, for the courage, Lord, just the strength of heart, Lord, tenacity that you have given her, Lord. Father, I thank you, Father, that that she's a person, Lord, that you has an ability, Lord, to have clarity, Lord, whether you're a person that sees things very black and white, or it's just like, but a sense that you're able to see things very clear many times that confusion is not a part of you, that you just have the ability to, that God really has, something he put in your life is just that ability to see things clearly, and that also the ability to communicate that. That's cool. That God's given you the ability to see clearly. He's given you the ability to communicate clearly. That you're a person that you're palatable, if that's the right word. That you're able to communicate with others, and you do it in a way that they can easily digest it. They can easily understand where you're coming from, what you're saying. They can easily digest the things you say. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for just the provision, Lord, that you bring, Lori. Father, I thank you, Lord, for all of the connections. It's just like I'm picking up like dear family members in your life, dear family members. And it seems like I don't know if this would be your husband. It's like I'm just sensing like just such a strong bond there, that a very cherished and very strong bond in your family. Those that are around you, like their strength. There's strength of love. There's strength of connection there in your family. Father, I just thank you, Lord. Lord, for all of those that are around her. Lord, those connections and that base, that family base that Lori has. Lord, just the strength of the love there, the strength of support, Lord. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for using Lori, Father, and the compassion that you've given her. Father, I thank you, Lord, for using her to communicate so well with others and being able just to encourage, but being able to help bring clarity to them. And, Father, I just thank you for that. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the good mind that you've given Lori. And there's that ability. I just keep getting that ability to be very clear. That I just keep getting that, Lori, about your person that you can see things very clear. Your things can be very black and white with you, but you have that ability to convey that to others in a way that's very easy for people to understand and very palatable for them, easy for them to digest. That you're really a good communicator in that sense. So, Father, I just thank you for Lori and all that she does. I actually see you like in a nurse's uniform. I know you said that you're a social worker, but God is using you in a spiritual sense. He's using you as a nurse. You know, a nurse is one that cares for others. A nurse is one that that motherly part, that nursing part, that is one that cares for others, is one that tends to the needs of others. But when I in the spirit, it's like I see you in a nurse's uniform, but that's a spirit thing of God using you in that way. So, Father, I thank you for Lori, and, Lord, all that you use her in, more than she even realizes that you use her. And I just speak a blessing over her and her loved ones in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Oh, yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, and I am so happy to be used. I'm grateful, grateful, grateful. And I pray for, you pray for my parents, and we pray for my parents who had COVID, who are elderly, and they're doing better. Thank God.
Oh, good. Good, good. Thank,
thank
you, Lord.
The Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes. So I want to thank you for that. I just want to thank you, Jeannie, for all that you do in your prayers.
Oh, you're more than welcome. It's just an honor
yes.
to pray for you guys.
Yes.
Yeah, I just sensed a real, and like I said, I don't know anything about your family, really, but I just sensed like a very strong family bond there. Yes. You know, I don't know if you're married or not, to be honest, but it just seems like since the family unit around you was very supportive, was a very strong unit there.
I am, and I know, you know, my bond with my mom and my dad has always been so strong, and my husband and I, in fact, I was just going to ask for a prayer for him. we've been married for about 3 years, and he's a wonderful man, and he goes through a lot of frustrations with his work, and he's a business owner, and just his employees are sometimes a lot of times just, I know he feels let him down, but you know, I just pray for his strength. He's a man who believes in God, and I'm thankful that God brought him to me. So just
okay. Well, what's his first name, and we'll pray for him right quick.
Rich.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, Father, I thank you for Rich. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for the strength that you have put with him. I just see him, and I don't know if he's physically real strong, but I see him as a man that's very strong.
Yeah.
Whether that's physically or just emotionally very strong in that sense, but I just see a person that's very strong. And, Father, thank you, Lord, for the strength that you put in Rich. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for helping him to be able to carry the weight, Lord, that's upon his life. Lord, the weight of employees, the weight of being of a business owner, the weight of, Lord, having to juggle different relationships as far as employees and helping people and keeping the loose ends tied up and all of the details, Lord. There's so many details when there's as a business owner and things like that. But, Father, thank you, Lord. I just speak peace over him, God, Lord, that in the night that he'll be able to rest and sleep soundly, Father, that he'll not, his mind will be able to be quiet. Lord, that when, you know, when we're at work, we have to keep that mind busy, but when we're home, we need that ability to quieten our minds and quieten our hearts so that our bodies can rest and they can recoup. And, Father, I just speak peace over Rich. Peace to his body, but peace to his thoughts and his mind, Lord, that when he is at rest and when he's relaxing, that he will be able to truly just let down and relax and let his mind be at peace and his body, Lord. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for strengthening his body. I don't know if there's like something he's trying to kick a habit or trying to make some changes in his eating. I don't know if he's, you know, it's like I almost sense that there's something that he's trying to change in his health in some way, and in his someone that's been smoking that's trying to quit smoking, or someone that's wanting to lose weight and they're trying to change their eating. It just seems like I was picking up something, that there was something there he was trying to change, or wanting to change, but Father, I just thank you, Lord, for helping Rich in all those areas, Lord, that he would like change in his life, that he would, Lord, even whether it's bettering his health in some certain ways or changing some of his habits, Lord, anything, Lord, that you just strengthen him and help him in that, Lord, or something. Maybe he's even contemplating, Lord, that you just help him with that and bring strength to him in that, Lord, bring rest to him, Lord, and Father, I just thank you, Lord, for helping him in every way. Lord, giving him wisdom in his business, giving wisdom in relationships and family. And, Lord, we just bless him in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Jeannie.
Oh, you're welcome, hon. You're more than welcome.
Okay.
Well, you be blessed and have a great week, and hopefully I'll get to talk to you again soon.
Okay, thank you. You be blessed.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, I think I lost my place here. Okay, 504-282, who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Nicole from New Orleans.
Hi, Nicole. Okay, let me write that down. Hi. All right, I've got about to run out of time here, but I'm trying to pray right quick. Father, I thank you for Nicole, and Father, I thank you, Lord, for Lord, I thank you for her sweetheart, Lord, that you have given her. But Father, I thank you, Lord, for the love of the Father, for the fatherly love, Lord, and Lord, for giving her just that reassurance that you're with her, giving her that reassurance and that confidence, Lord, that even in the midst of confusion, in the midst of turmoil, in the midst of concerns, Lord, that you've got her by the hand, Lord, that you're walking with her just as a father walks with their daughter, Lord, that you're walking and you've got her by the hand and you're leading her and guiding her. And Lord, all of those things that she is concerned about and brings concerns and brings some worries. Nothing, I don't feel like anything like heavy on you. You know, I don't have that sense that you've got something really weighing you down. Just the like things in life, you know, that concern you and things that you think, well, maybe I should think about that a little bit more. Maybe I should do something a little different here or should consider this more, of God just reassuring you that he's walking with you and that he's helping you. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for divine connections and for favor, Lord, on the job. I thank you, Father, for opening new pathways for her, opening new doors for her. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the creativity that's in Nicole. Lord, for her even exploring the creativity that you've given her. Huh? And Father, I thank you, Lord, for bringing those things forth, Lord, for enhancing that in her life. Lord, that as she steps forward, as she feels you're drawing her and steps forward into that creativity, Lord, that she will be blessed and she will find a new part of her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You are spot on. I don't have anything heavy staying on me. I'm literally just concerned about little things. I just moved, and everything's good. God's been blessing me. But, you know, just making sure I'm taking the right steps and taking, caution and being a good steward of money. So that's all. But thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, hon. You're welcome. It's doing this, so I'm going to have to log off the program. I've got several other people still waiting, but I'm not going to be able to do it like this. So have a good week, girl, and I'm glad I got to talk to you for a minute.
Thank you. You too, Gab.
Okay. All right, y'all. I'm going to have to log off, and God bless you. I hope I will be able to be back in the next week or two. We'll just have to wait and see. So God bless, and good night.